Summer is a season of camps, vacations, relaxation, and for many teenagers, first jobs. This year, Shelby County partnered with a nonprofit called Clean Memphis to offer work experience and a paycheck to 100 teenagers. WKNO's Christopher Blank says it's a job that even these employees would like to see become irrelevant.
And that's not because they don't like the money, $9 an hour, or the work itself.
When I got in it, I actually liked it. I enjoyed my coworkers, you know.
Ladarius Young just graduated from Whitehaven High School.
Normally some people be like, y'all just clean up trash. Yeah, but we make the best out of every situation, so.
Now, picking up litter from 8 in the morning to 3 in the afternoon probably isn't anyone's idea of a great summer job.
Me coming straight out of high school, I got a mission, and I got somewhere I'm trying to be. Right now is college, to extend my learning, because I got some more to learn.
This litter cleanup program called the Fight Blight Team was all over the news earlier this summer. Shelby County Mayor Mark Luttrell started the program to serve a dual purpose. The main purpose was to deal with one of the city's biggest problems, litter. More than 10 tons of it collected over the last 6 weeks. On a recent morning, team supervisor Lola Lynch parks the van near a busy intersection in Hickory Hill.
I see a place that needs some cleaning.
I'll describe that expression as chagrined, because here's what you learn after a few days of picking up other people's garbage in Memphis. The problem isn't just a few bad apples. It's a lot of bad apples.
It's been kind of an eye-opener to see how much litter people can accumulate in a day. Because some of these streets we've been over several times, and we'll drive by and be like, oh, we just cleaned the street, but you would not know.
If our city were defined by our litter, Memphis would be the waste basket of a fast food restaurant. It could also be a crime scene. You know, most kids would consider it lucky to find cell phones, multiples of them, on the roadside, but not Kawana Woodall.
We keep our gloves on so that our fingerprints won't be on the cell phones, because you never know if it's bad things on the cell phones or not.
And if that's not gritty enough, as this crew of teenagers cleans a vacant lot, a woman comes over to warn them.
Okay, we're not there.
Okay, what did she just say?
She told us that there's a guy that comes over here. I guess he uses drugs. So she was telling us to be careful and watch out for needles.
Many of these kids live in this same neighborhood. Janet Boscarino of Clean Memphis says that making a summer job out of what at other times of the year might be considered punishment, say a way to chalk up community service hours, does have some social benefits.
We really wanted the kids to have an understanding of why does this matter. This is not a menial job. This is important. It has an environmental impact. It has an economic impact. It has a psychological impact on the people in these neighborhoods.
And yes, it gives teens something to do. More than 500 people applied for these 100 jobs. So as to that second purpose for creating this cleanup work, combating youth idleness, to quote Mayor Luttrell, the unusually high demand for work collecting trash and temperatures approaching 100 degrees may speak less about an epidemic of laziness and more to the scarcity of options.
Hey, Mr. Chris, we have a very talented person on our team. She's a singer.
Kelsey Washington is, like everyone else, drenched in sweat at this point, but she rallies her voice for the group.
So you clean me up inside.
With spirits raised, the team today will score a short-lived victory over Memphis Blight. But they're all pretty clear about the real reward of this summer job, which is a strengthened resolve for attaining that much, much better job in the future. For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank.